Maturity is on the rise in the United States. In 2005, 12.5% of all births were preterm. Of those, 70% were in the late preterm category, those being babies born at 34 to 36 weeks gestation. In this slide, you can see the rise in prematurity. Over here, we have all preterm births, that is any baby born at less than 37 weeks. We can see that this has increased from 1996 to 2004. And when you break this down by subcategory, we can see that the very preterm infants, less than 32 weeks, there really hasn't been much of an increase in those numbers over that 8-year period. However, it's the late preterms, 34 to 36 weeks, that are driving much of this increase in preterm births. As pediatricians, we often don't worry so much about the 5-pound, 35-weeker that gets admitted to the well baby nursery. However, studies have shown that this population of infants do have significant morbidity and mortality. They often have problems regulating their temperature. They have trouble regulating their sugar. They're often poor feeders and can become dehydrated and require IV fluid treatment while they're in the hospital. They may suffer from some degree of lung immaturity, which we call respiratory distress syndrome, and they also may have problems with jaundice and elevated bilirubin levels. Their overall mortality risk is also higher than their full-term counterparts. It's a 2.9 times higher relative risk of death in the United States of a late preterm baby when compared to term infants. The objective of our research was to identify maternal risk factors associated with delivery of late preterm infants. The hope of our study was to better target mothers at risk for delivery of these late preterm infants so that we could target therapies to help prevent births at this gestational age. We looked at birth certificate data from the New York State Department of Health Vital Statistics. Our study subjects included term infants, late preterm infants. These babies were born in Westchester County, New York in 2004 and 2005. For our data analysis, we compared late preterms to terms for delivery characteristics, receipt of prenatal care, and maternal demographics. For our statistical analysis, we used chi-square to compare frequencies, Poisson regression for analysis of relative risks, and our statistical significance was set at a p-value of less than 0.05. So we looked at a population of about 25,000 births, and as you can see, each year, the late preterms comprised about 8% of all births. When looking at mode of delivery, we found that late preterms were more likely than term infants to have a C-section delivery. When looking at the indication for those C-sections, we found that late preterms were more likely than term infants to have a C-section for a maternal condition related to the pregnancy. This would include things like preeclampsia, which is a hypertensive condition of pregnancy, placental abruption, where the placenta tears away from the uterine lining, causing massive bleeding, or placenta previa, where the placenta is implanted over the cervix, making a vaginal delivery contraindicated. When looking at other reasons for C-section delivery in these populations, we saw, interestingly, that there was no significant difference between late preterms and terms for elective C-sections. This brings up the question, is there an iatrogenic component to prematurity? Unfortunately, from the data that we have, the birth certificate data only specifies elective C-section as a C-section that's scheduled prior to labor. It doesn't give any indication whether or not these C-sections were done for medical indications or not. Looking at fetal risk, we saw no significant difference between deliveries of late preterms and terms. And looking at maternal conditions not related to the pregnancy, those would include mothers who are HIV positive or mothers with active herpes lesions for which vaginal deliveries are contraindicated. We saw no statistically significant difference in these two gestational age categories. We also looked at prenatal care and saw no difference between late preterms and terms for when they started their prenatal care. Same numbers received care early in the first trimester, as well as those with late prenatal care in the third trimester or no prenatal care at all. We also looked at maternal age and found that late preterms were more likely than term infants to be born to mothers at the extremes of age, less than 17 years old or 35 years and older. When looking at, in our attempt to look at socioeconomic status, we were looking at Medicaid use in the late preterms versus terms. And we saw that there was no statistically significant difference between late preterms and terms for Medicaid use as their primary insurance. Unfortunately, this other primary category, although it showed some significance, the data really wasn't very useful because it lumped together those with another primary insurance and those with no insurance. Therefore, we couldn't really tease out socioeconomic status well from that. Here we have a summary slide. On the x-axis, you see the relative risk, and on the y-axis are the factors that we looked at. Anything that does not cross one is considered to be significant. So late preterms were more likely than terms to have a C-section delivery. They were more likely than term infants to have a C-section delivery for a medical condition related to the pregnancy. And they were also more likely to be born to mothers less than 17 years old or greater than or equal to 35 years old. We conclude that late preterm delivery is more likely at the extremes of maternal age. Maternal conditions related to pregnancy are more likely to result in C-section deliveries of late preterm infants. Now, this may be for a couple reasons. One is that possibly there's been better prenatal monitoring and monitoring of these infants as they progress in the later stages of gestation. And the other point that we thought may have contributed to this trend in late preterm births that we're seeing is the fact that in the obstetric literature, 34 weeks is a significant milestone. When you have a medical condition in the mother, oftentimes the OB guidelines say if you can get the fetus to 34 weeks, that's the safe time to deliver. So perhaps that's contributing to this rise in late preterm births as well. We also saw that C-section deliveries are more likely in late preterms than terms, and this has also been shown in other studies. The elective C-section rates are not significantly different between term and late preterm infants, again bringing up that question of iatrogenic prematurity. We saw no difference in commencement of prenatal care between term and late preterm infants, and we saw no socioeconomic difference in late preterms and term mothers as measured by primary Medicaid use. For limitations of our study, unfortunately, we did use aggregate data, and we were unable to control for potential confounders. However, in a follow-up study, we are planning to use some individual-level data to complement our preliminary findings. We also used birth certificate data that does have some inherent biases. Often the birth certificate forms are completed by patients or people with little or no medical training. I'd like to acknowledge two people that were very helpful at getting us the data from the New York State Department of Vital Statistics, Larry Schoen and Daljeet Singh. Thank you.
We're going to take questions between each section, so if you have any questions for Jessica.
In the back. Yes. Yes, and the only criteria for that is that it's a scheduled section prior to labor, but it really needs to be expanded upon. I think elective has a lot of connotations, and as it is now, we really can't get much information from that. We used LMP.
I have a question. Obviously, these people, when they were delivered by elective C-section, the person did not believe they were delivering them early, right?
It's impossible to tell that from the data, from the birth certificate data. There are, in that group of elective C-sections, there could have been a medical indication for delivery. So the practitioner may have known that they were delivering a 34 or 35 weeker and that the mom didn't want a vaginal delivery and that they elected to have a C-section.
Because my question would be, if you just took all of those and presumed that all of those were iatrogenic preterms, how does that skew your data?
We can't assume that they were all iatrogenic. That's the problem. And the category on the birth certificate just says elective, so it's really, from the birth certificate data, we can't really make any conclusions. But it's an interesting point that we can follow up, maybe with our individual level data, or looking at medical records in some other sense to really to categorize why an elective C-section was done, whether or not there was a medical indication or not. In the back. There wasn't a category for, actually, from what we looked at, there was a category for failed induction, and C-section would have been the delivery method for that. We did not analyze that data. No, it is a category on the birth certificate. We did not look at that data, but that would be an interesting thing to study. New York. It was both? Yes. We didn't. We were unable to attain that from the birth certificate data, but that is a question we'd like to look at with the individual level data.